डॉक्टर गुप्ता लिख देंगे टुडिया का रिपोर्ट इन फिलिस फ्लड FLOOD, फर्स्ट नेम इज PHYLLIS, डेट ऑफ प्रोसीजर 123/13, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 9/24/44/68, फीमेल, ऑर्डरिंग फिजिशियन डी गुप्ता, रेफरिंग फिजिशियन डी देसाई, डायग्नोसिस हाइपरट्रॉफिक कार्डियोमायोपैथी, एकोकार्डियोग्राफिक फाइंडिंग्स, एलवी कैविटी डिमेंशंस आर स्मॉल मेजरिंग 2.6 सेंटीमीटर इन एंड डायसिली, सेप्टम इज सीवियरली हाइपरट्रॉफिक मेजरिंग 1.7 सेंटीमीटर, देर इज एविडेंस ऑफ ए systolic anterior motion of the anterior mitral leaflet. Posterior wall is only moderately thickened at 1.4 centimeters. Ejection fraction is in the range of 70 to 75% by visual estimate. Left atrium, and right ventricle are normal in dimensions. RV thickness and ejection fraction appears to be normal. Mitral, aortic, tricuspid and pulmonary leaflets are normal in thickness, mobility and without any vegetations. Aortic root and IVC are normal in diameter with normal respiratory variation, no pericardial effusion or neural thrombus is seen. Doppler studies reveal reverse E2 ratios in mitral inflow with mild mitral regurgitation. Increased aortic flow at 3 meters per second with resting intraventricular gradient of 36 millimeters mercury. No evidence of aortic incompetence is seen. Mild physiologic tricuspid regurgitation is seen and pulmonary flow is normal. Conclusions, normal LV. So conclusion, small LV cavity, hyperdynamic function with ejection fraction in the range of 70 to 75% by visual estimate. Next number, asymmetric septal hypertrophy with severe septal hypertrophy. Evidence of mild SAM, all capital SAM, and resting intraventricular gradient of 36 millimeters mercury, which is reduced compared to previously measured gradient of 62 millimeters mercury. Next number, mild mitral regurgitation, which is likely due to SAM and normal left atrial size without any significant valve disease. Next number, no evidence of pericardial effusion or pulmonary hypertension. Next number, compared to previous echocardiogram from 3-19-10, intraventricular gradient has reduced. Thank you for the referral.